Norwich in the 90s was a pretty different place from the Norwich we know and love today. It was the decade of double denim, Britpop, and England getting to the semi-finals of major football tournaments. It was also when the world discovered the internet and digital cable television. But do you remember what Norwich was like in the 90s? Here are some of the things you could do in Norwich then that you can no longer do today. Play bingo on All Saints Green. The former cinema site became a Mecco bingo hall in the 1970s, but was demolished in 2014. Shop at Bonds of Norwich. The popular department store, which was also based on All Saints Green, was taken over by the John Lewis Partnership in 1982, but the store remained as Bonds until 2001, when it was rebranded as John Lewis Norwich. You could sit in the South Stand at Carrow Road. Before the Gerald Stand was built, Carrow Road was home to the South Stand. This stand stood in place following the Canaries' move from the Nest in 1935 until 2003, when it was demolished to make room for a larger stand, the Gerald Stand, which opened in 2004. Party the night away at Rick's Place. The club in Anglia Square, which over the years was also known as Scamps, Destiny and Deja Vu, closed down in 2004, replaced by an events venue called Twilight. And you could shop in Woolworths. Over the years, Woolworths had several stores across Norwich, including a branch at St Stephen Street in the 1990s and later a Big W store at Riverside. However, the company went bust in 2008, resulting in the closure of all their stores by 2009. You could watch a film at the AB Cinema on Prince of Wales Road. The site of Mercy Nightclub used to be home to the Regent, Norwich's longest-running cinema, which opened in 1923 and was renamed ABC Norwich in 1961 before becoming a Canon Cinema in 1986. It closed completely at the end of the 90s and then reopened as Mercy in 2003. You could go to hospital on St Stephen's Road. Before the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital opened in 2001, the city's hospital was located on St Stephen's Road. Today, the building is home to more than 30 apartments. And you could splash about at St Augustine's Pool. Opened in 1961, St Augustine's Pool saw many local residents learn to swim right up until its closure in 1996. The building on St Augustine Street was later demolished to make way for a shopping parade.